shortwave. This is Music for Young Europe on Radio North Sea International.
I wonder how many of you know the number of people involved on this side of the operation over the 4 years. In German, you would say 51. In Dutch, you'd say 51. And in English, you'd say 51. So let's see how many of the names you can remember as we start right back in the beginning in 1970 with the three German language disc jockeys, namely Horst Breiner, Hannibal, and Axel. And then there was Vic Pelle, Eva Feister, Kurt Bauer, and Bruno Brandenburger. The first English disc jockeys to work on the station were Johnny Scott and Roger Day. And they were followed by Carl Mitchell, Mark Wesley, Spangles Muldoon, David Gregory, Stephen Ladd, David Rogers, Andy Archer, Alan West, Duncan Johnson, Michael Lindsay, John Denny, Rob Eden, Mike and Sheila Ross, Larry Tremaine, and then the friend of all the disc jockeys everywhere in the world, A.J. Behrens, Tony Allen, Martin Kane, Stevie Merrick, Ray Cooper, Ed Marino, Crispian St. John, Roger Kirk, Mark Stewart, Paul May, Brian McKenzie, Terry Davis, Arnold Lane, Don Allen, Steve Berry, Ian Anderson, Mark Slate, Steve King, Graham Gill, Terry Campbell, Robin Banks, Roger Kent, Jason Wolfe, Bob Noakes, Peter and Werner Hartwig, and Pierre Desane. And that totals to 51, all the people involved on the international side of Radio North Sea over the last 4 years. May I say thank you to Mr. Bollier and Mr. Meister for bringing me back into radio 4 years ago, and I always look back on my experiences on North Sea with a lot of pleasure, so thank you very much indeed, and best wishes to you and to all the disc jockeys on Radio North Sea International.
Radio North Sea International.
Well, in front of me, we have a clock and a slip of paper here. It's 9:30 to the hour of 12 midnight, and let's split this up, Brian, and read to the good people what this is all about. Starting off January 1970, first test broadcast came from RNI. The first two English DJs, as Andy has pointed out, were Roger Day and Johnny Scott broadcasting. This was on 186 meters. And then?
6 p.m. Saturday, the 28th of February, we had the official opening of RNI. That was 1970.
The 23rd, the 24th of March, 1970, Mebo 2 moved from the Dutch coast to the English coast, and
then we had 28th of March, 1970, the shutdown on 186 meters.
On the 10th of April, 1970, the return on 19 meters, followed a few days afterwards by jamming. Other wavelengths tried, 217 and 244.
Then we go to Sunday, the 14th of June, 1970. There was a big anti-jamming demonstration in London.
Followed on the 23rd of July, 1970, the Mebo 2 returned from the English coast to the Dutch coast.
And on Sunday, the 23rd of August, 1970, RNI changed to 220 meters, which has been the frequency used ever since.
On the 29th of August, 1970, an attempt by Case Mondays to tow away the Mebo.
And on the 24th of September, 1970, again, RNI closed down at 11 a.m.
On Friday, the 29th of January, 1971, I first picked up RNI testing.
And then at 2 p.m. on Sunday, the 21st of February, 1971, the second official opening of Radio North Sea International.
Saturday, the 15th of May, 1971, of course, was that ill-fated firebomb attack on RNI.
And then we go to the 22nd of November, again, 1971, and Mebo 2 drifted on a gale and then got under tow by a tug, the Smitbank.
On Saturday, the 30th of September, 1972, Nord Sea 2 tested on 192 meters. That was immediately after Radio Veronica went off the 192 meter band. Very interesting history, I must say. And I see that, speaking of history, there's not too much left of Radio North Sea apart from history, memories, very pleasant ones. And the time-wise coming up to almost 7 minutes, the hour of 12 midnight. And I think that I'd like to say how great it has been to have worked on Radio North Sea for almost 2 years, not quite 2 years, and I'm sure that you reiterate those words, Brian.
Very, very much indeed. I've said most of the things about this on my final show, which I done between 10 and 11, but as I said before, I wouldn't have changed it for the world. It's as simple as that.
Well, Brian, I don't know what else to say. I think we spoke about this last night. We said that the best way to get across the message to our audience is to let the music do it. I've got a piece of music that I'd like to send out to all the listeners listening in this evening, and it certainly conveys my message to each and every one of you.
And now the end is near. I did it my way.
AM, FM, and shortwave. This is Music for Young Europe on Radio North Sea International.
Well, that was Don, and his way of saying thank you. In fact, it's just very, very appropriate as the seconds tick away. 5 minutes left of the international service. And then it's, as Don said once again, memories. And we hope that from our part, that as you, the listener, will look upon the memories as being happy ones, and that we've brought a little bit of happiness into your life and maybe cheered you up when you've been down and played music that you found pleasing to the ear. If we've succeeded in that, then I think we can all say to ourselves, well, it was all worth it. It's worth sitting on a ship, and everything we believed in is worth doing. I think you'd agree on that, Don.
Wholeheartedly. Just one person we haven't said hi to. I don't know whether or not she'll be able to pick us up this evening. From what I understand, she lives in Italy now. Perhaps she's back in Switzerland for the time being. And I must admit, jokingly, I've had my trials and tribulations with her. She's a very temperamental gal, Eva Pfister. If you're listening, well, I don't think her name is Pfister now, is it?
No, she's married.
Yeah, she's married now. Anyway, Eva, if you're listening in, a very good evening to you. And we hope that you're enjoying the final hour here on Radio North Sea International. I hope that sometime in the near future, perhaps myself or Brian will come across you again. And it'll be nice to talk about old times.
Definitely will be, because there's so many people have been connected with the station. Vic Pelly, who was looking after us for some time, and then Eva from Zurich. And, of course, the two men themselves from Zurich, Mr. Meister and Mr. Bollier. And for them, it's also, I know, very, very sad. So we're going to leave you with a piece of music, really, which to us is, well, very, very dear to us. And it's dear to Radio North Sea International, to most of you who've been listening. So, really, we're going to just say a Wiedersehen and bye-bye from every one of us on the international service. This is Peter and Peace.
Time in Central Europe is now exactly midnight, and the international service of Radio North Sea is now closing down.
Auf Kurzwelle, Mittelwelle und UKW.
Radio North Sea zal haar uitzendingen over 3 minuten voortzetten in het Nederlands. Radio North Sea will continue its broadcasting in Dutch in 3 minutes.